Hello, my name is Michael Stahl. I work for a new company called Allotropia, and I'm going to give you a status update about editable nested text fields in LibreOffice Writer. So first, what are fields in Writer? Basically, a field is a magic character inside of paragraph text in the document model, and at layout time, this magic character is then expanded to generate some piece of text, and this generated text is basically plain text. It cannot have formatting inside or anything fancy like that, so it's very simple mechanism basically to generate text. And on the other hand, in Word, fields are a bit more flexible. So a field is represented in two parts. It has a field instruction and a field result. And both of these parts are user-editable text that can have internal formatting applied to it. And other fancy things like paragraph breaks. You could put tables inside of either of these parts, and you can even put fields inside of the field instruction or inside of the field results, so you can have nested fields basically. This is The latter is very useful for conditional text, for example. And so Word uses fields for all sorts of different things because they are so flexible. So, for example, an index like a table of content is a field in Word, whereas in Writer there are for the more complex use cases, there are entirely separate objects in the document model. So there is some an entire class hierarchy of indexes, for example, that have nothing to do with fields. So for most users, this difference is not all that important because they don't need the flexibility that Word fields provide. So it's just an implementation detail for most users, but some users need a bit more flexibility and want to edit, for example, the field instruction to get exactly the result that they want to achieve. And yeah, so for those power users, Writer has been a bit limiting in that regard. So, what is then the situation in Writer with regard to the Word kind of fields? It turns out that many years ago, already during OpenOffice.org times, a experimental implementation called Field Marks was added, which is a representation of Word fields in Writer's document model, and it is implemented as a kind of bookmark. And the most important, there are several different kind of field marks, and the most important one is the text field mark. The way this works is that it has two dummy characters, one at the start and one at the end, and then between those dummy characters in the paragraph text, there is the field result, and the field instruction is not stored in the paragraph text. It is a separate string property that is associated with this field mark object. And obviously, an obvious problem with this is that it cannot actually represent Word fields with full fidelity because As I said, word fields can have any sort of content basically in the field instruction, and well, here it's just a plain text string. Yeah, it was insufficient feature-wise, and the implementation was also very very renowned for having a lot of bugs and funny behaviors. So yeah, that was basically the state we found when we started this work. So let's have a quick look at a class hierarchy diagram for these field marks. And what you can see here is that the field mark implementation class is the one in the middle with the gray background. And it's derived from two base classes. The one is MarkBase, which is the base class for all bookmark implementations. And the other one is an interface that is specific to field marks. And then it has several subclasses. The one that interests us and which this entire talk is about is the text field mark. And then there are a couple other ones, like for example the checkbox field mark, which is a bit different because it is not a range in the paragraph text. It is just a single character, and it can't do anything other than paint a checkbox. And then we have these two at the bottom, which are also a bit special because they essentially paint UI widgets in the document view. So for the drop down, it would pop up a drop down selection widget. And yeah, then there is this date field mark, which is an oddity, let's put it that way, because in Word, this is not actually a field. It's an SDT, a structured document tag, and those do not have a field instruction. So yeah. So much for that. Now, what have we actually done about this? And all of this work is in the release 6.4. So we have first added a third dummy character for the field separator. So this means that we can now insert the field instruction also inside of the paragraph text. And with this, we can represent nested fields. We can have a field mark inside of the field instruction now. So that solves our major feature gap here, basically. And then we had to fix a lot of problems with these field characters being accidentally deleted while editing the text of the document just by ordinary backspace or whatever. Yeah, this is now fixed these sort of problems. And another issue was that for inserting or removing the field mark, there was no working undo. And yeah, we fixed that too. And generally, there was a problem with the previous implementation. with some bad programming practices, like there was lots of defensive programming to prevent the implementation from crashing when things were in an inconsistent state. But the problem with that is that it just makes it more difficult to fix bugs, basically. So we added lots of assertions to check when invariants are violated, and with the unit tests already, and then again with the automated crash tests, we found lots of documents where crashes happened, and we fixed them. And one particularly funny issue was that several import filters in Writer were able to insert control characters into the paragraph text. So Writer uses some magic characters for a special purpose, like its own text fields, for example. And yeah, this could turn into an issue. So we are glad that we are now preventing this. So another thing we have done is we have added a configuration setting that basically forces all Word fields in RTF and docx import to be imported as field marks and not converted to Writer fields. And this is not enabled by default, because currently, usability-wise, it's usually better to convert the fields to Writer fields, because those can be expanded and it's more user-friendly that way. But if you want to avoid any kind of data loss, then you can use this configuration setting. So that was for 6.4, and more recently we have added the ability to show or hide the field result and the field instruction, just like Word does. So you can use the field names menu item, and this will be in the 7.1 release. And basically, you can see a screenshot on the left is Word with the field instruction on the top and the field result at the bottom. Where the field result is actually some text I manually typed in for reasons that I'll explain later. And yeah, on the right you can see the same document with Writer, and basically it looks the same now. And what remains to be done here is that currently Writer is not able to actually expand the field instruction into a new field result. And this would be quite a bit of work. So, we hope that maybe someday we will have some funding to do this, but not currently. So could also quickly look at this in Writer itself. So this is this document, and I can now select something and apply formatting to it, or type something into it, when I toggle this null. It shows the field result, and this is also editable. And toggle back, and we see the field instruction again. So that was my presentation, and thank you for listening.